And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going well. And now it's time to head back to the phone. As joining us here, as they do every Thursday, it's the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We have Brad Gray on the phone. And Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to talk to you today. I know it's a little wet out there today, but which I know the dogs aren't happy about that, but because they probably don't get to go out. But hopefully it'll dry up a little bit so they can get out and run around a little bit. But as for things going out there, how are things going on out there at the shelter?
They're going pretty good. I mentioned last week that we had Kit Kat available for adoption, and she was adopted.
Yay! I love hearing adoption stories.
Yes, absolutely. And our dogs are a little muddy, but they are going outside.
they don't care about mud. They're just like, let us outside and run.
Exactly. I think our staff are a little more upset about the rain than our dogs.
But, yeah, the dogs don't care. They're just like, let us play and run.
Absolutely.
All right. So, again, I always love hearing the adoption story. So good that Kit Kat got adopted. And also... as of right now, of course, you know, I know you guys do ask for donations. So, what are you in need of most as of right now?
Right now, we actually ran out of kitty litter a couple days ago. We're getting more and more cats in, so kitty litter is the big one right now. We prefer the red bag at Walmart, but any kind will do. Just the cheap clay kind that will suffice. And of course, milk bone treats. We give our dogs treats twice a day, every day, when they come inside from being outside, and they look forward to those treats, and we're running pretty low on those as well.
All right. So, again, some kitty litter, because the cats apparently are starting, well, cat population is starting to grow, and some milk bones for those doggos, so they when they come in, they can have a nice little treat. So,
yes.
All right. So, let's go ahead and get started with the crew out there, and you said the cat population is starting to grow, so let's go ahead and start with the cats.
Yeah. We still have several that I mentioned last week, or we still have the four that I mentioned last week. We have Habanero and Jalapeno, so they are 8 to 9 week old siblings. Habanero is the black one, and she is female, and Jalapeno is our little gray tiger stripe male. We called them the spicy kittens. That's what they got their name from, the peppers. They are warming up to us. Habanero is a little more reluctant, but they're both turning into sweethearts. And we have Ranger. Ranger used to be our Lone Ranger. That's what he got his name from. He is a yellow male. He would be a $55 adoption, and he's about 3 to 4 years old. We thought he was a feral cat when he first came in just because of the way he came in, but he's turned out to be a really friendly, sweet guy, ready for a home. And then, of course, we have Marge. Marge is a senior girl. She's not that old. She's probably about 6 to 7 years old. She is declawed in the front. She has a little hair loss on her head from what we suspect was a flea allergy. But she's doing much better. She's going to be a cat that will want to interact on her terms. She's by no means mean, but she was a single owner cat for 6 to 7 years. So she's not too sure about people, but she's very affectionate with us now. And she is black and white. She's got just a little bit of white on her face and on her paws. Small dog. We have one small dog that is available. Oh, cats. I'm sorry. We have two new cats. They just came in this morning. We have one male, one female. Both are the yellow color. Again, they're brand new, so they won't be available for another couple days. But pay attention to our Facebook, and we'll put them on there, or you'll see them, or we'll talk about them next week on our visit with you guys. Of course, we have Butterscotch, who is our only small dog available for adoption. She's a terrier mix. She's black with some brown. Her ears stick straight up, and she's probably about 15 to 20 pounds. Very, very sweet dog when she knows you. However, she will bark when she first sees you here at the shelter. She's protective over her space, but she just, you give her a treat, and she's good to go. I'm the same way. Give me an ice cream cone, and I'll be your buddy.
There we go.
And then our bigger dogs, we have a couple new dogs that haven't been mentioned yet. We have Cricket, who is a shepherd mix. He's really got that German shepherd look. He doesn't have the long, thick coat, but he's a newer boy. He's probably about 5 to 6 months, and he's already about 40 to 45 pounds. He's got some massive paws. He's going to be a big fella. He's black with, of course, the brown marking, kind of like a German shepherd. We have Chance. Chance is a very sweet city. He is the golden color with some white on his face and on his chest. He's about 2 years old. He loved Tucker when he met with Tucker. He will need to be around other dogs that have manners, but he'll be an excellent addition to anyone's family. We have Lilla, who is a newer dog. She is a retriever mix of sorts. She's got a gorgeous golden brown coat. Kind of reminds me of Toast. Almost. I'm a food guy, if you can't tell.
Oh, I am too, so I relate.
Just that beautiful brown color. She's very sweet. She gets along with other dogs. She's about a year and a half. Again, female. She was surrendered to us. She's got some kind of urinary tract infection going on, but we're treating her for that, and she should be good to go pretty soon. We have Doofus, who is still available. He's been with us for a while. He's a black and white pit and probably an American bulldog mix. Just has those big floppy jowls. And, his name is Doofus. He got it for a reason. He kind of looks silly, but he really is a gorgeous dog. He's very treat motivated. He is learning how to walk on the leash better. And he's about 3 to 4 years old. We have Boog. Boog has probably our second longest term resident that we have. He is all white. He's got a curly tail, and he has ears that stick straight up. He's about 3 years old, 2 to 3 years old, and he's ready to make a jailbreak for sure. Very sweet dog, and he got along with Tucker as well. We have Splotch. Splotch is a pity and possibly a Dalmatian mix. He's all white with black spots. He's got one of his ears is really pretty. It's got the faded almost black and really, really dark centers around the circles on his ears. Sweet guy. He has pink and black on his nose. He needs to be away from other dogs, but he'll do great with a little direction and someone with a harder head than he has. We have Archie. Archie was surrendered as a lab and mastiff mix. However, he has more of the black lab look. He is black in color. He's about 3 years old. He is all boy. he's ready to get neutered. He would be a $75 adoption. That would take care of it, but he really is a sweet dog. He wasn't too sure about us at first, but he's slowly warmed up, and now he kind of does a bounce when it's time to go outside and when he's excited to see us or get a treat. We have Lindy and Bindi still. They are German Shepherd mixes, both black and tan. Bindi's a little smaller at 45 to 50 pounds, and Lindy's closer to 65, 70 pounds. Both girls are spayed and ready to go. They are fence climbers, so someone will have to take that into consideration, but really good dogs. We have Moo Moo. Moo Moo is a black pit bull and lab mix. Sweet guy, about a year and a half. He's not too sure about other dogs. He's not necessarily aggressive, but from what I understand, before he came in, he had a bad experience, and that's kind of left a bad taste in his mouth. So he's going to have to take it slow, getting used to a new dog. If you have a new dog in the family, we want to see them meet at the shelter and see how that goes and then decide if we're ready to place him in that home. We have Roscoe. Roscoe is a Rottweiler mix. More Rottweiler than the mix, but he is about 70 pounds. He's the biggest dog I have at the shelter. He's a neutered male, again, black and brown, like a typical Rottweiler. He does have his full tail. Sweet guy, again, needs a little direction, but could make an awesome dog for somebody. And then I have three more, and then I will speed up. We have Lippy. Lippy is a terrier, pity mix. He's kind of an anomaly. he's about 30 pounds, 35 pounds, has a big old head and a little bitty body and a shorter than average tail. He got the name Lippy at the local vet clinic. He came in, animal control picked him up after another dog had grabbed a hold of his lip and he had a gash in it. They fixed that up for him and he got his name and now he's here with us and he's ready to be adopted. He's about 6 months old, so very sweet guy, and he is a brown in color. We have Epona. Epona is a very sweet six-year-old pity mix. She is about 35, 40 pounds, so she's much smaller than what you would typically expect. She was surrendered. The family that had her brought in a couple new puppies, and she reacted to those puppies when they came by her food bowl, which we're not necessarily blaming Epona, but we would have to consider that for adoption. She met Tucker, and she loved Tucker. She would not stop trying to get right by Tucker. She wanted nothing but to interact and play with Tucker. So really a sweet dog. She's brown. She has a little bit of white. She is showing signs of age with the white on her lips, on her muzzle, but very sweet. She is rather shut down here at the shelter. She is not a fan of things. She's very scared, but ready to find a new home. And she is used to being an indoor dog, so she is potty trained and ready to go. And then the last dog that we have, she will have been with us for 365 days on June 1st. That is coming up quickly. She's went through heartworm treatment, and she's going to go get retested in the first week of June. We're crossing our fingers for successful treatment, which typically it is. But that is Ruby. She's about 5 to 6 years old. She is brindle in color. She is very sweet with us. She didn't like Tucker at first when she first met him. She met him again, and we didn't have any issues. So she's a very sweet dog. We would love to get her out of the shelter. The 365 days, an entire year, is way too long. But her adoption fee is sponsored. Again, she went through heartworm treatment. That is totally covered. We're just looking for the right place for her to go now. That's our group.
Absolutely. I hope somebody comes and picks. If I could pick up Ruby, I would. Because that's a long time for a dog to be in a shelter, and I feel really bad for her because I wish somebody would pick her up most definitely because she sounds like a sweet puppy.
Yep, she is. She's very sweet.
All right.
They deserve the best.
Yeah, absolutely, all of them. If I could afford it, and I could allow, I'd just take all of them.
I hear you.
So, all right, Brad. Well, if anybody would like to come out and maybe look at Ruby or any of the other dogs and cats out there, how can they do that?
Yep, come visit us 2 to 4 any afternoon.
You still there, Brad? Oh no, I think we lost Brad. Yep. Okay, Brad, just call us back. We will get you back on. Caller, you're on open line. How are you doing? Brad, you still there? Okay, so I lost Brad. Call us back, Brad. We will definitely get back to you if you give us a quick call back. I don't know what happened. The line just cut off. It just does that occasionally. So give us a call back, Brad, if you can, before we have to go to break. But, again, lots of great dogs and cats out there at the shelter. Of course, if you're heading out toward Coffeyville or South Coffeyville, they are right across the street from the water treatment plant, and you can head on out there. They are open every day except on Mondays. That is kind of their cleaning day, but otherwise they're open on Monday, so give them a call out there. And also, they're having trouble with their phones as well. So just head on out to the shelter. I do believe it's between 2:30 and 4:30. So head on out to the shelter. I know they would love for you to be able to adopt a dog, adopt Ruby or any other dogs and cats out there. Okay, we do need to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we'll get right back to open line. No more interruptions, guys. Well, actually, this may be Brad calling back up real quick, so we'll just kind of hang on here for a second. Again, I do not know what happened. The line just cut off. You got to love modern technology. All right. So, again, just give us a second here as we're waiting for a call to be screened just to make sure that is him on the line. As the line is flashing, so give us a second on this one. But again, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, again, if you're heading down to South Coffeyville, you head down that way, you'll see the there's a sign that says Animal Shelter on the right side of the road, and it points toward where the water treatment plant is. It is right across the street from the water treatment plant. So just be sure to head on down there, check out all the great animals down there at the shelter. They are all looking for their forever home. Okay, we do need to go ahead and take a break now. We have more open line coming up here right after this break. So keep it locked here on the mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.